In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our text is this verse from the Gospel. And at the dinner hour, he sent his slave to say to those who had been invited, "Come, for everything is ready now." A dinner invitation is a somewhat tricky moment. Long ago, I goofed when my cousin invited me to dinner. I forgot about it. She called and said, "Are you coming to dinner? We're all set." And I was in the middle of painting on a hot, sweaty, early September day, hardly ready for dinner. My answer was, "I'm sorry, I can't make it." And I still wince when I think about that answer. I don't know if we ever saw each other again. Our paths really never crossed. A dinner invitation is a tricky moment. In the story of the kingdom, the Lord sends word, "Come, for everything is ready now." And in it, there are those who were invited to come but don't. And they are either those from Israel who reject, do not believe Jesus, or Gentiles like us who make excuses when called to the Lord's table. And then there's a second type of guest, the unlikely guest, the blind, the lame, and the stranger on the road who have no apparent relationship with God. And so it illustrates that our God is a gracious host. He will not be dishonored, first of all, by lame excuses. For the first invited guest sends word that he's bought a piece of land and has to look at it now. What's more important, making big plans for the future or coming to dinner? The second had made a big purchase of 5 yoke of oxen and needs to try them out now. And what's more important than road testing the new SUV or coming to dinner now? The third just got married. What's more important, the relationship with the new bride or coming to dinner? So when these excuses are brought to the master, he's angry. And eventually he says he's so dishonored that none of those shall taste of his dinner. And he's a gracious host. He's going to have guests. Even if those refuse to come, he will send his messenger to the poor and the crippled and the blind and the lame on the streets of his own city. And when that doesn't fill the hall, he goes out to the roadways and invites pure traveler strangers. Now that's a gracious, unexpected kind of hospitality. Now what will our response be to the Lord when he says, "Come, for everything is ready now"? Are we going to say, not now. I have more important things to attend to"? Do we beg off? Do we expect an invitation to come at some later time to make up for the one we couldn't make? Do we expect lame excuses to keep the invitations rolling until we finally say yes? The dishonor to a gracious host is not going to bring us that. Our unfriendly, selfish behavior will only keep us from the banquet. That would be the moment to remember that second group of invited guests, the gracious call to the unworthy, the unrelated ones, the surprised folk who got an invitation. For while we were still sinners, our Lord did something about it. We were penniless in our lack of righteousness, crippled in our ability to walk in his ways, blind in our sin, lame in efforts to serve the Lord. And while we were in this condition, God gave his own Son, who became one of us, who suffered our punishment on the tree of the cross, and God raised him from the dead to make him the first fruits of those who will be at the banquet. He did all this that we might know how loving an invitation he has to join his fellowship at his table. And he says to us now, come, for everything is ready. Indeed, how blessed are we today to have his supper, a foretaste of that heavenly banquet, and his loving forgiveness that brings eternal life. So, rip up the excuses and in faith be an honored guest at his table now and forever. Come, for everything is ready now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.